You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, now's the time. Hit it. What a great day, and hello, everybody. It's Dave's Corner Garage. And, of course, last time I looked at the back of my shirt, it said Dave Redinger.
It does, too.
Yeah, Alan Gelman's here. And Trevor Hutchison from Crown with an interesting charity that we're doing, which is called Wash
for a Wish.
Wash for a Wish. And we'll talk more about that later, but it's a great cause. If you look at our website, there's information on it. I love it. Today is really a great day if you're into racing, boy.
Why? What's going on?
The Monte Carlo F1 race is on tomorrow morning. Then we scoot over to the Indy 500. And then we scoot over to
the Coca-Cola
600.
Yeehaw! Anybody running the duel?
No, nobody's running the duel this time.
Okay.
Because they found out it don't work.
Well. It's kind of neat. Like, for people who don't know what that is you get drivers who race in both both forms of racing. So they'll drive the Indy race, quickly get into a helicopter, and go back to the NASCAR
from
race.
From Charleston
and drive
to, I think it's like an hour and a half ride or
from
something.
From Indianapolis to, where's the Coca-Cola?
Charleston, West Virginia. No, Charleston, Alabama. I don't know what the hell it is.
Pennsylvania.
Charlotte Speedway.
Pennsylvania, Ontario.
When you get old, you know, it don't matter.
and you only have to turn left, okay? And you can leave your signal on. It would make no,
no,
never mind.
You got to turn right when you get out of the pits.
It's only an hour.
We were also going to tell you that we have a couple of messages, shows that are coming up in the local area. And updates on the website that we should be talking about, which is like Takata Airbags.
Mm-hmm.
I've added over 1,000 cars to the website. So if you go to our site, davescornergarage.com, you're going to see another list there of prioritized vehicles.
I think if you've got a car that's been built in the last 20 years, you probably have one.
I think every car on the road is going to be changed.
All right, and if you've got a car care question, we're going to find some time to answer those questions as well. Make sure to give us a call right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Garage Doors Wide Open. I forgot to tell you that at the bottom of the hour, Jim Matthews from LeaseBusters is going to join us, and interesting conversation about how to actually find a lease and what its values are. So we're going to talk about that too. Trevor's with us. Wash for a Wish. Great cause. I mean, this is the third or fourth year?
Yeah, this is the fourth year that we've done this now. And I got to tell you, we talk about this all the time, that there's so many good charities out there. But Children's Wish Foundation is one that's really kind of touched a lot of our Crown dealers.
Breaks your heart.
It does. Yeah. It does. I was telling you guys off air that we had a family that we were able to work with and help last year, and they came to an annual dealer conference that we had, and they were just, you know, it really, I mean, it's about the families and these incredibly special kids, but they've got amazing parents. And so we're very pleased to get behind being able to reach out to all of our customers and people in all our communities. One of the things we love about it is that the Children's Wish is that if we do something, say, in Ottawa or St. Catharines, the money that's raised stays in the local region to help families in that area. And that was really important to us. One of the things that really attracted us to their charity was the way that they administrate it and the families they help.
And how are you raising the money? What are we doing?
So what we're doing, our primary way that we do it is that we do an annual car wash. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we take a Saturday and we get our family, friends, anybody we can bring in, and we go to wash people's cars. And what we do is that it's a minimum $10 donation. The entire proceeds go to the charity. And then what we do as well for people that come in is that we create a gift bag and things like that that we give them to say thanks very much. Matter of fact, everybody that comes in gets a $10 Crown gift certificate because we want to say thank you to everybody that's supporting the charity.
So anybody, whether you have Crown, you want Crown, you never had a Crown, come on for a free car wash.
Yep.
Except for $10 donation to the charity.
Yep, exactly.
How did you get involved with them? Did they come to you, or did you go to them, or how did that sort of happen?
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of times we get charities that come to us. In this case, we started taking a look at a few different charities. Yeah. We've done stuff in the past with the Children's Hospital. We've got companies we work with that have for breast cancer. Special Olympics is one that we get involved with through some of our partners as well. Children's Wish really seemed, we had a number of our dealers who had children that have benefited from it or were associated with it. So we had a little bit more of a personal tie-in, and we really believed that having a personal tie-in to the charity was a bit of a motivating factor to get us involved more in
and
it.
And I think also the fact that 100% of the money goes.
That was the other thing, is that charities are set up in different ways, and sometimes some charities have very large administration costs. And so we wanted to look at one where the funds that were raised would go directly to the charity. And so that was it. And we saw kind of an area that we could actually really get involved in. And the fact that we're national is that we could get it with all our dealers, whether you're in Newfoundland or British Columbia, you could get involved in this.
Now, last week we had a guy on with an RV. Yeah. I'll change the subject a bit here. And we were talking about RVs, and you were telling us that you do RVs as a spray job, but not for the reasons we think.
That's right. So there's no question that there's benefit to the frame, there's benefit to some of the electrical and that, and the lubrication properties for RVs. But we've had a number of customers that come in, and they tell us that the reason they do it before they put their RVs away is really for pest control, is that one of the biggest issues they have is that mice, rodents will get underneath when they store them, because a lot of times they're stored out in a field or something. And what happens is the mice will eat through the wiring, mm-hmm. the flooring, and so they feel that getting the Crown on it actually helps to deter them.
Did you taste that? That was terrible. I'm never coming back to this place again.
Well, they kept trying to climb up, and they would just slide back down to the bottom again because it's so slippery.
Years ago, I was writing a column for the Toronto Sun, and this woman writes in, how do I get rid of the mice in my car? So I wrote, well, you know, take a half inch of tail off the cat.
You got in big trouble for that.
And hang it from under the hood. And she goes, that's horrid. You're cruel. I said, okay, quote. Water rich is just fine.
Well, essentially, the mice are just looking for a place to live through the wintertime, too.
Well, yeah, it's cold out there, baby. So it's interesting. So they don't like the smell.
Yep.
It's like we have a swimming pool in the backyard. We actually buy fox urine to spray around the pool because the raccoons don't like the smell, and they don't come near the pool and don't poop all over the place.
And you don't mind the smell?
I can't smell it. Okay. Yeah. But my granddaughter could smell it.
And she's, oh, my God, there's a fox. I don't want to go play in the backyard.
Yeah. Fragrance is a huge part of it, but it's really, it's the nature, it's the viscosity of the product that seems to be the deterrent. But there's lots of other ones out there. You'll have a lot of your callers that have RVs that'll tell you that they look for things that have a fragrance to it that will repel the rodents.
Interesting, because sometimes my wife always says when cars come back from the cleanup shop, it makes her sick, the smell of the soap.
Do you know what? I do have a customer who's
honey, that's clean. You know,
totally allergic to fragrance at all, and we have to be very careful.
Yeah, you know when you go to the hospital, you're not supposed to wear perfume?
Mm-hmm.
Right? No perfume, no underwear, nothing. They just want the rare, whatever it is.
Au naturel.
But they're hoping that you wash. They wish that you washed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They wish
very
you washed.
Nice.
Okay, get us out of here.
This is Dave's Car Garage. We've got a car care question or want to find out where your local car wash is. You're welcome to give us a call. We will take those calls after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Alrighty. My name is Dave Redinger. I'm with Alan Gilman and Trevor Hutchison from Crown. I'm not mentioning Steve back there who's watching us with a shotgun to make sure we do things right. A couple announcements. We're starting a new page in our website for What's On. It used to be at the Globe Mail they had a thing what was What's On, and that disappeared. The Sun used to have it. That disappeared. Then the Wheel section did it. That disappeared. We're not going anywhere.
What's On? What's Off?
What's Off? Okay, so the Thornhill Cruisers, they've got it on Sunday night at the Canadian Tire Store, 2900...
2900 Major McKenzie, yeah. Which is Major Mac between the 404 and Woodbine. Great group of guys. If you've got a car that you're proud of and you've got it shined up and ready to go, you're welcome to bring it. There is an entry fee, I think. Is there?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you want to show your car,
except
they give out a contest, there's a prize of sort, isn't there?
There is a prize. Your wife goes to the flower shop there and buys all that stuff.
Exactly.
And you got to stick in the back
but
of your
car. But for the general public, no, it's free. You can come on in. And
okay, Centennial College.
Yes. Centennial College, it's their 50th anniversary. You know, they're the first community college in Canada, and they're doing an annual barbecue and open house. Primarily, they want to be talking about the automotive program. Is that where you went?
No. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's where I went.
I think it was called. Yeah, you're right.
You got your license down on Spadina. It was $20.
That was 1972, I think. It was about back then. Well, Great Lakes Truck Club. I got this in the mail. June the 4th, they're doing a barbecue and collecting money for children's breakfast clubs. Mm-hmm. And you can get in touch with those guys at, well, you know what? I'll give you their phone number, which is 416-991-9044. If you're sending us stuff, please send us an email connection so that we can get in touch with you and work things out.
And let me just remind them, Centennial College, of course, is at Ashtonby, and it's Sunday, June the 5th. And
yeah. Dave Granger's going to be there.
Yeah, they made this Bugatti from nothing.
Dave Granger is an absolute genius. What happened was these cars, Bugattis, are worth tens of millions of dollars. This car was actually destroyed by a railway train. They found enough pieces of it to produce another car.
Really?
And he did it in the original electromagnetic metal, which is a form of magnesium, mm-hmm. which you cannot weld. Like, if you weld it, it blows up.
So well, they actually showed it. Yeah, he's the star of the Restoration Garage.
And unbelievable.
They showed him trying
stuff.
To make it. I think they almost burned the shop down in one of the episodes, didn't they?
By the way, our phone lines are open. I did some research. The Indy 500 is on this weekend. Mm-hmm. So what technical value did the race out of these racing cars was there? So one of them was the rearview mirror.
Cars never had mirrors?
In the 1911 race, there was a rearview mirror mounted on one of the cars, and he was quoted as winning the race. It was Mr. Ray Haroon. Mm-hmm. Seatbelts were invented by Barney Oldfield.
He was from Oldsmobile.
Yeah. Well, you're right, yeah. But that actually was REO.
Oh, REO?
Yeah, REO Speedwagon.
front-wheel
drive, all-wheel drive, supercharging, turbocharging.
That all came from racing.
All from racing. Crash recorders, which every car out there has a crash recorder, by the way, believe it or not. If you've got an airbag functioning or not, you still have a crash recorder, which records the deltas on the last, 5 seconds or 10 seconds?
The deltas? What's a delta?
How fast you're going, where was your foot, brake, or gas.
Oh, you mean the details. Neutral country.
How learning, hard did you hit?
Just learning how to read. Very good.
Actually, this was actually used in court recently, a while ago. This gal knocked the guy off the Skyway, and she said she was only doing 60 Ks.
Right. Were they able to prove it?
Yeah, she was doing 128 or something, charged with manslaughter.
Whoa.
So the crash recorders can actually save your rear end or
put you in jail.
One or the other. And aerodynamics also developed through racing. All right, we use that in cars. Did you know if your car has got a roof rack and all that crap on the roof, you can lose 25% fuel economy?
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't believe that.
Yeah, I saw that movie where the guy put his dead mother-in-law on top of the roof, remember? Was that Vacation? That was Vacation with me. Yeah. He lost all kinds of gas mileage. Where's Grandma? Don't worry about it.
The last Land Rover Defender was built.
Good.
Has been built.
Good.
Since 1948. It was actually one of the first cars that people around the world have ever seen. So if you're a native in Africa and you didn't know what a car looked like, it would be a Rover.
It was too bad that that was your picture of a car, though,
no
eh?
Kidding.
Yeah, it would be a Land Rover. Can you imagine? That was the first car you ever saw in your life.
Was that the first car that Crown ever sprayed to try to stop them from rusting?
Probably a Lada, I would imagine.
A lot of luck there, man. Yeah.
No, it was a Chrysler, a brown one with a white top. Because every time we used to go to the shows, that Freeman would be standing there with that car. Right? By the way, the phone lines are open. If you've got any questions you want to ask us, we're filling in some time here.
And if you do hear some noise in the background later on, they're having open house here at the studio. Open house Toronto.
Yes.
Various buildings around the city are open for people to come and walk through.
Okay. And Jim Matthews is going to join us now. We're going to do some serious discussions about leasing cars.
Where is he?
He's actually in the backyard working.
Oh, part of the honey-do list, I'm sure. I got one of them. You got a honey-do list?
Yeah, I'm finishing it close. I got one more room to build, and I'm done.
Shh, don't tell her you're done, because that list never ends.
Yeah. But I did buy another project car. I finished my other cars.
Yeah. Did you finish spraying the deck?
Yes.
Perfect. Deck's all right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a car question about which makes the best airless sprayer out there, or where to get your car crowned, or where to get it washed this coming weekend. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and we're with James Matthews of LeaseBusters. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. Sunburned yet?
Not yet, but getting there.
I hope you got a big hat on in that sunblock, Jimmy.
I got my Blue Jays hat on. 7-5 win last night.
Not bad, considering they were looks like they were to lose there for a while.
Exactly.
How many people leave on base? 11?
I think so, yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The other round ball team didn't do so well.
No,
we're done.
No.
Time to go golfing.
Marley's 1-5-0, though.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
Well, traffic will be better downtown.
All right, that's it for a sports report. Now let's go to automobiles.
So we were talking earlier. A guy is looking to actually get a leased car. He's decided he's going to lease a car. How does he begin, and how does he educate himself on the value of what he's supposed to spend?
And again, great question when we were talking this morning. You know, and you know what? Even before that, the customer, the new car buyer, if you will, they have to decide, do I want to buy a car or do I want to lease a car, and what's better? And the short answer, as I always tell you guys and any client of mine, is
yes.
If you want to drive an almost new car or only want to keep a car for 3 or 4 years, 5 at the outside, you lease. If you are happy to keep a car north of 8 years, you buy the car. No other reasons. Used to be, well, if I have a business and this and that, no other reason. If you're prepared to keep a car for north of 8 years, buy. 5 years or less, you lease. Mm. That's it.
Well, I'm finding that myself, being in the repair business, that so many younger people now, they want the latest and greatest gadgets, and the only way you can keep ahead with that is by flipping that car out every few years. You know, that 10-year-old car doesn't have a GPS. It doesn't have all kinds of things.
It's got still
have
cassette.
Bluetooth and you know, lane warning departure and blind spots and so on and so forth. So you're absolutely right. So once you've decided, you know what, I want the latest and greatest things all the time, and you know, but I want to keep my budget. I have a budget and so forth. So where do you start? Well, in the end, you have to pick a car. So you know, let's say I've decided I want the all new body style Nissan Altima. Well, nice car, great looking, so on and so forth. Can I afford this car? I've got a $300 budget. Well, how do I know? So what we always recommend people to do is, aside from looking through newspapers, which is somewhat traditional, you know, there's online applications and so forth, but we suggest go to leasebusters.com. We have both lease takeovers and new car leases all on the site.
Oh, I thought it was just used ones for taking over.
No.
But you guys actually lease new cars.
No, LeaseBusters markets new cars on behalf of new car dealerships.
Okay.
So basically, we're a lead generator for new car dealerships, so they'll put their new cars. Because in the end, if a customer can't find a lease takeover vehicle that they're looking for, they're going to lease a new car. That's their default. So basically, the customer who's decided they want the new Nissan Altima, they click on Nissan in the province that they're in, four-door sedan, and they find all the Altimas. And they begin to see what the average lease price as well as the new car lease price for Nissan Altimas are. They'll quickly discover, you know, they're more than $300. They're probably anywhere from, you know, $375 to $500 a month, and maybe even more depending if you get a really hyped up one and a lower term. So all of a sudden, they're saying, well, gee, now I've got to rethink the Altima. But while they're there, they can now look at, you know, a little bit smaller one. So the smaller version of the Altima is the new Sentra. or they can look at the Toyota Corolla, the all-new Chev Cruze, the Ford Focus, so on and so forth. So basically, we suggest always looking through the current galleries of atleastbusters.com. Whether you're looking for a new car or whether you're looking to take over a lease, this is the place to be able to establish whether your vehicle selection meets your budget.
Now, you've got a secondary site called, I shouldn't call it secondary, but Finance Busters, which will actually sell you a car that is absolutely mint.
Yes. Finance Busters entry, let's call it re-entry into the marketplace, is a website that caters only to vehicles that have never been in an accident, CarProof approved, as well as it's only had one owner. So one owner, no accident vehicles. We have lots of people that want to post their cars on our site, but we have to vet every vehicle verbally with the owner of the car, and they have to sign an online electronic declaration swearing that their vehicle is one owner, no accidents.
That's unbelievable. Jim, how do we get in touch with you?
You go to leasebusters.com, or if you want to do what we call an IPO, which is integrity pre-owned, you go to financebusters.com.
Super. Thank you so much. Get back to work.
Thanks for having me.
He's doing on the honey-do list.
Well, that's a good guy. He's going to get a prize later, guaranteed.
I know, it's lunch. All right, let's quickly go to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Uxbridge. We got a fellow named Clancy on the phone, and he's got a question about, I don't know, what's your question?
Suspension.
Okay.
We've
been in suspense. It's been up there.
Conflicting information on this. What I have, and this may be a new one for you guys, I got a 55 Ford half-ton F-100. I have a Mustang 2 front end, hide, well, so it's Mustang type 2 front end.
Right.
I had it put in about 4 years ago, and the guy did a great job. Everything was fine, except it was too low, and he had put such a strong spring and shock in it, it was worse than the old Ford suspension. Mm-hmm. So I went to a softer coil spring. Mm-hmm. This is not a coil over, but it is a shock going through the coil. Mm-hmm. And then I updated the shock from a Monroe to a KYB. I'm still getting a fairly stiff, not fairly stiff, but if I go over, the roads nowadays aren't as great as they used to be. Mm-hmm. You go over a bump or a rough part of the road, and it'll actually give me a little thump up front. Mm-hmm. So one gentleman has said, get a set of two really, really good shocks that are adjustable. Another guy has said, and these people are in the industry, it ain't the shock, it's the spring, get a softer spring.
That is the right answer.
The spring rate, yeah. What's the spring rate? Well, what's the rate you're using now?
Hell, I don't know.
The spring is the shock absorber.
But I do have a set softer. I just didn't put them in yet. So it is the spring, not the shock.
That's correct. It's the spring that determines the rigidity of the ride. The shock absorber is strictly the dampening mechanism.
Okay.
All righty.
That's fair.
And a question.
Appreciate it, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much.
I've got a question for you, though.
Yep.
The stance of the truck, is it nose down?
Well, it is slightly now. I've got to bring it up a bit, but I'm going to have to cheat and bring the body up a bit because if I put another lift under the spring, I'm going to be out, with the top and bottom A-arms.
And if you drop the back a bit?
I have got the back just perfect where I want it now, and I just had some springs down there as well, and it's pretty good. It's a leaf. So I just want to, and it's not bad. I mean, it's really not bad. It's just me being kind of anal.
Well, the reason I'm asking it is because if the car is tilted forward, you're moving the weight of the vehicle towards the front end. In other words, the front end bias is heavier, and now that's taking more of the load.
Well, then you've got a VH Chevy in it and stuff like that as well.
So if you lift the front end up, you're going to move the weight balance a little back.
Yeah.
So that'll help you. So I would think if the spring rate's comfortable, then I would just raise the body just a touch.
Yeah, I'm going to have to raise the body. Yeah. That's all I can do, really.
Yeah. Get the old hockey pucks, drill a hole in it. Where you go?
The other thing I want to suggest, though, if Clancy has any questions,
he should drop down to Thornhill Cruisers. You know, he's up in Uxbridge, just down the 404.
I'm sure there's somebody there.
Get off of Major Mac, make yourself a left turn. There's so many guys there. It's such a great club because, you know, it's like a brotherhood, and they all try to help each other when they need information because it's so difficult to get good information like that.
Well, one of the problems is when you're building a car, you know, one guy says, oh, yeah, 300 pounds per inch spring rate is just fine, and you put it in the car and it knocks your fillings out.
Okay.
So you got to be cautious. It's an expensive game. You should actually talk to guys that have built one.
Exactly, who have some experience.
And learn how to do it.
Experience.
Interesting stuff. By the way, James Hinchcliffe, who used to take my calls, but now that he's won the poll, which was worth $100,000 for the Indy 500, so he's on the front row.
I mean, he wins $100,000 just for getting the poll?
Yeah, for getting the poll.
Wow.
And Alex Tagliani, who still takes my calls, is in 33rd. But at last practice, he was up at 17th. So it's going to be an interesting race this weekend. I'm really excited. I told my wife I'm out for the
Has he had a good finish since his accident, though?
Well, that's just it. People don't know, but last year he went into the wall. A piece of the suspension came into his leg.
Major accident.
Major, and he almost died. So,
little gun-shy still, do you think?
The first few races, I think he was.
Yeah, I think it would do that.
No kidding.
Yeah. To come back to that and to drive, you know, like at 240 miles an hour next to a wall 3 inches away, knowing what the consequences are. You got to have the big kahunas.
Well, it's quite sad for him to get the pole at the same track where he crashed.
And I watched him do it. Like, he wasn't the fastest car, but he was so smooth. The car was like he was just driving with his fingertips. It's just phenomenal driving, and somebody who's into racing knows how much energy there is and how many G's forces you take. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I loved it.
Really, well, you race too, don't you?
I used to race, but I still do time attack.
Well, you take that.
I have to tell you a story.
You have a racing smart car, you said.
Took my smart car out on Wednesday with the kids. So we race at Cayuga. We do what's called time attack. We go out in the racetrack, and we race a set of time, and then we try and beat it. So the best time we ever got with that car was 1 minute, 52 seconds. So I've said, I got to get under 50. So we go 1 minute, 49.7 I got. I'm going cheering. So my son goes, can I try? Mm-hmm. Sure, kid. 146. Just blew.
Was that his first try?
No, he's been up before.
Oh, okay.
But so I think that's it. That car, that's on two wheels. That car will not go any faster. That's it, bottom line. And it's rust-proof by Crown, by the way. How to scrape all that stuff off.
Next time Alex is in town, you should check him out. Maybe he'll do a free lap for you.
Yeah, you know, I actually put a pro driver in one of our other cars, and we're pretty close to his time. So we're
really
not bad, yeah. So if you want to get rid of some stress and it's not golf, it's Cayuga. Wednesday nights from 5 o'clock till the sun goes down.
And the best part is you don't have to look in your rearview mirror for the coppers because you're doing it legally.
No, you know what they do? Son of a guns, they wait at the gate. And
Why?
They do safety checks and emission tests on some of the cars coming out.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think, God, you want people off the road.
They want people to go there and not race on the street. And then they go, I don't know about that.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Crown when we come back and some interesting stuff about Germany and emissions and the fact that I think diesels are maybe... At the end of their row.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Dave's Corner Garage.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Al, we're back.
We are.
Yeah, I'm Dave Redinger. This is Alan Gelman.
And Trevor Hutchison is here from Crown Rust.
And we're going to go right to the phones with a young man named
In
Dave.
In Hamilton, whose name is Dave.
I what like him already.
Why is that? Dave, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have an 84 Fiero.
Bragging or complaining?
Two questions.
Yeah.
First of all, is it classified as a classic?
Yes, it would be now. Yeah, sure.
Okay. And what procedures does one have to take to get it on the road? Well, I've got it certified and everything. I just need to get it on the road. What's required?
Well, emissions test is not required.
Tires, okay. Battery.
Yeah. Just a safety check.
That's done.
And that's done. And then you apply for a historic plate.
And is there a premium for that or no?
No, I think it's actually the regular price. Right, so no, it shouldn't be no problem.
But keeping in mind, there are stipulations, there are regulations in regards to a historical plate. I mean, if you put a historical plate on a car, you cannot use that car as a daily driver.
No, I realize that.
Okay, but if you just go down to license office or, you know what, Service Ontario, check out their website.
Okay.
And there'll be something there on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you got to remember, is this a four or a six?
This is a four.
Oh, yeah, it's a great little car. I bought one of those for my daughter when she was in high school.
Yeah.
Because the center console is so wide that when the boyfriend's in the car, he's like 2.5 feet from my daughter. So you know nothing's going to be going on in that vehicle.
Right.
And the other one was she sits so low. She's a little putz, a little, my daughter. And so she's driving. The police pull her over. And she says, "You only pulled me over because I'm short." And she gave it to him because she's 26 years old at that time, right?
Right. What do they think it was?
26 years into high school.
Oh, that was you.
Oh, anyways, goodness. Great little car. I put a V8 in one of those with a V8 Archie used to produce a V8 kit for that. Mm-hmm. And that thing would go so fast that the front end would come off the ground.
For sure.
It would fly. Mm-hmm. That's why they made the front end round.
Because, one other question, if I may.
Yeah.
Where would one go to get interior restorations on something like that?
Any good body shop, really. And you know, that car, you can go to get from Pontiac 6000. The seats will fit. The back end of the car is a Pontiac 6000. The front of the car is an Acadian.
Okay.
So there's tons of parts around. There's the clubs around. And like I say, V8 engines, you can put a six-cylinder supercharged engine out of a Pontiac in there.
You're riding a rocket.
Yeah. Well, as I say, the nose, it was the wrong shape, and you could actually turn the steering wheel on the highway, and nothing would happen.
Right. You know what? But check on the internet as well. I just had someone up visiting up at the cottage, and he had a 68 Corvette, I think. And he bought a full kit, full interior kit. Seat covers that he was able to put on himself. It took some work, he said, but the nice thing is because of the internet now, if he didn't know how to do something, he could go on YouTube.
Yeah. Somebody else has been doing
it. They'd give you the link to learn how to do it. So it worked great.
You have that on the internet. How you're spraying cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, all kinds of instructional videos. Like it really is easy, right? And you can find almost anything if you're looking for, like in this gentleman's case, looking for parts and that. Mm-hmm. They'll actually show it to you. We've done the same thing because people benefit from, you know, you could write all the instructions you want. You show someone a video.
Yeah.
Step by step.
So show you about my chair. It's a little old.
Where I was going was that you give your guys CDs of how to install the product on the cars.
Yeah, we create little training videos right now where they can access online, access whether it's spray sheets, how to access vehicles, but even simple things, how to repair equipment, how to use different products, cleaning products, little 1 minute videos, and then you know some of them for the public we either put on our website or we'll post to YouTube.
Hmm. You know what really works? That salt eliminator stuff. I took all the mats out. I sprayed it. I did the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. My mats are so clean.
And your blood pressure is reduced now as well.
Yeah, that's well, I'm not retaining as much water.
Crestor's out the window now, right? You cut the salt down.
Biggest issue right now in the car industry, according to J.D. Power, are software issues. And the biggest problem with software issues is Tesla Motors and Jaguar Land Rover.
Now, question, are you talking about the audio and that kind of stuff?
The programming.
Or actual automobile, how it's running?
Yeah, well, everything. Everything works off a computer nowadays. Yeah. So they're having tremendous problems with the programming issues. So remember I said years ago when they would break into a car and now they would control it and hack it and everything else? It's not far off. It actually is happening. So here, software issues on the Tesla and the Jaguar truck. Well, I love Jaguars. They're such great cars. And the other thing was, in Germany, the German government has been stepping on General Motors because the Opel has not met their requirements for diesel. So they're stepping on them and Fiat. But Fiat says, we're not talking to you. We're not coming to any meetings because according to the Euro, whatever the hell they are, you have to talk to our government. But the reality is, I think diesel engines have reached the limit of emissions. Mm-hmm. I think they can't meet the emission requirements and the fuel economy at the same time.
Yeah, but there's a big demand for them. I mean, people certainly
in
trucks, in taxis, you know, where people use a lot of fuel, they get better mileage.
But that's in Europe. Europe is more diesel-based than we are in Canada.
No question, no question.
We're gasoline-based in here,
right?
Which is really crazy, you know, because actually the diesel engine was designed
to get rid of
coal dust. They had so much coal dust in the Ruhr Valley, they needed an engine to run on coal dust.
Mm-hmm.
So they've developed this motor, and then they tried it with oil, and it worked even better, and it became a diesel. But it made so much noise. Can you imagine? The guy starts it up, and he goes, "Shut it up! Something wrong!" No, it's supposed to sound like that. Like that? Yeah, what are we going to call it? Diesel.
Actually, didn't you tell me your first job was a diesel fitter?
No. You know what happened with him? He went to England to sell his idea and died on the boat. They threw him overboard. They murdered him, and they never found the guy.
Wow.
It's a great story. The car business is so full of such great stories.
I thought it was going to be a happier ending than that.
Exactly.
Well, he went to take the patent over to Europe, sell it in England, and it disappeared on the boat on the way there.
Certainly wasn't the love boat, that's for sure, eh?
Not that one.
Okay.
That was more like a...
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a car care question. We've got a few minutes left. We don't. Well, we do.
Yeah,
well,
we do.
We're leaving now, but then we're coming back.
All right.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, so we're going to go right back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Len.
Len's got a question about wheels and tires. What can we do for you, Len?
Yeah, I would like to know what is the guiding factors when you're mounting your tires on the rim, especially if you have to buy rims. What particular salient points should we be looking
at? Okay, good question. So in other words, you're saying buying rims for like snow tires and leaving your summer tires on the regular ones. Is that
exactly
correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the most important thing is to go to a tire expert. I mean, because they're going to have the proper information, because you have to know how many bolts, you have to know the bolt pattern, you have to know the offset, you have to know the dimensions of the wheel itself. Because at the end of the day, number one, it has to fit your car properly. It has to avoid hitting the brake caliper. And it has to fit inside the fender and everything. So a lot of things to be determined there, and you have to stick with these. And the best thing to do is go with a tire care expert. That's
The rim itself, there's J2 and J3. Mm-hmm. The design of the actual lip that holds the tire onto the rim, there's a change there too. So it is very, very, very complicated. Best thing I do is a tire shop that sells a lot of tires.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have another question is the tire pressure.
Yeah.
Each place seems to have its own ideas about how much tire they should put on the pressure. Pressure they should put on the tire.
Yeah.
Although manufacturers give advice on the door.
Well, that is the proper pressure that you should adhere to. Okay. Because when an engineer's design a vehicle, they know exactly what's going to be going on as far as the tire size and the handling, and the placard that is on the door is the one to stick by.
There is one or two points you should be aware of. If you're going to do a lot of highway driving and you have a lot of load in the car, then I would be not unhappy if you put 2 pounds more pressure into the system.
Exactly. But it's important to adhere to it. At least look at that sticker. Yeah. Because some cars, for example, there's a big difference, a big variance between the front and the back. And if you put the wrong pressure in, you're going to change the handling characteristics tremendously.
Yeah.
I bet you your Smarty car has different pressures.
Yes, it does. It's 28 in the back and 17 in the front.
That's a huge difference, you see? And most people, what the caller was talking about, if you look at the side of the tire and it says maximum pressure 45 pounds, well, if you put that in your Smarty car, you wouldn't be able to drive it.
Well, actually, I put 40 in all the wheels, but I wasn't. So the reality is, go by the sticker in the door. If you got a lot of weight in the car or a lot of highway driving, you can increase it by a couple of pounds and be safe.
All right, there you go.
All righty, thank you. Let's quickly go for 210 Toyota. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. We're just running out of time, so to be quick.
Okay. I got a 2010 Toyota, and the last couple of days I've been noticing that when I brake or if I go on a left turn, my air conditioning is making a shh noise, like water sizzling on a burner.
Oh,
okay. I think probably what's gone on there is your evaporator drain is plugged up.
Yeah.
Okay. What to do is today's a good day because it's so hot outside. Let the car run in the driveway for a couple of minutes, and then look underneath it and look and see if you see water dripping. It'll probably be on the right side, the right center of the car.
Okay, yeah.
If you don't see any water dripping there, then that's what's going on, is that the evaporator drain is plugged up. It's very common. And where the water is going is it's, in fact, staying in the car. It's staying in where the heater core area is.
Oh, okay.
And the heater fan is hitting the water when you go around a corner.
So you got to stick something up the tube and clean it.
Ooh.
Okay.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you,
man. Let's just keep mentioning that it's the Crown Wash for a Wish.
Charity Car Wash.
And
that's
it's
right.
June.
Saturday, June 18th.
Go to your local Crown dealer, wherever it is. And if the people need to know where to find a Crown dealer,
go to www.crown.com. You can also click, there's a donation button there if you figure you can't make it out, you want to contribute to the charity. Or you can contact any Crown location ahead of time as well.
Oh, and reserve your spot?
Yeah. You know what? We've been pre-selling it, if you like, since the beginning of the year. Because a lot of people, when they come into our shop, say, well, you know, can I get some? So we give them a little certificate. They purchase it at that point, and then the money's all forwarded.
I'm in. Okay. And we're going to mention, this won't be the last time we're going to mention this, obviously. If you go to our website, davescornergarage.com, I should mention this is the last day to enter the tire contest to win a set of Salem tires for your light car or truck. We're going to give them away next week. And then we'll start a new contest with something else. I don't know where you're giving away. I thought we were giving away a trip to Florida or something. How about go to Florida this summer?
On a day like today, you think people are thinking about going to Florida?
No, I was going to say I'm Las Vegas. I got Las Vegas or Florida. What do you like?
I went there once in July. It's hot. It's hot.
Hotter than a snake's ass in the Texas freeway is. That's what he once said. So, Crown, it's Dave's Corner Garage. Get on there. There's all kinds of information about Takata airbags, and there's a link for Wash for a Wish from Crown, because we know that's good stuff. And all kinds of information next week, starting on what's on in Toronto. And I'm done. That's it. We're finished.
Quickly, let me remind everybody, if you think that your son or daughter wants to get into the automotive business or automotive industry,
yes,
and you want to get an inside view of how things work, and go to the Ashtonby campus, you know, which is great. It's at Warden and Eglinton, and you can check out the automotive training facility.
It actually
facility.
Used to be the old Volkswagen building.
It was, yeah. Yeah,
it
yeah,
was the
yeah.
Volkswagen head office, can you imagine? Yeah.
But it's great.
Centennial College, if you go there, they have like 50 General Motors engines apart that the students work on. And then there's a Toyota area. And a Honda gives them away all the old motorcycles.
It's been upgraded tremendously.
They have just
since
a phenomenal.
We've been there, yeah.
We did a show out of there once. It's just unbelievable the stuff they do.
And the best part, there's hot dogs and hamburgers. They got food there.
They got them food.
Yeah, especially for that day.
And then there's the Rolaids and the Gaviscon section. That's what I think. You know what? We're talking about food trucks. Gaviscon.
I think maybe they should just get a little trailer to pull behind
well,
the
Well, I should
truck,
explain the story. We went quickly. We're in Florida, and they have these large parks, and all the food trucks come to these parks, and people buy the food. But it takes so long to come that it isn't actually the best stuff you ate. But it's like 25 or 30 trucks show up.
So you got to order at breakfast, and you're picking it up. It's
lunchtime.
Yeah,
and the problem is that the food's so bad. So we were thinking about stuff to open the food truck with. I was saying corn and pickled, you know, fried pickles. But I'm thinking Gaviscon. Heartburn heaven.
So you have your own food truck dispensary for
Gaviscon.
Well, why not?
I love it. Trevor, thank you.
Welcome.
As always, great guest and it's a great cause. Wash for a Wish. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. And quickly, you got to get them tires changed, eh?
Yeah, I changed mine last week. Sebastian, again, without you, we couldn't do it. And Steve, with you, we could do it. But anyways, we're having a great weekend. I'm going home, and I'm just going to relax.
You're going to be killed right now.
See, he's talking about Salt Eliminator. Yeah. Steve wants you to rub salt, right?
Yeah, that's right?
There you go. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Drive safe. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.